Ephesians chapter 5, you are God's kids, so you have to live the right way. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1.
You are God's kids, and He loves you. So try to be like God. Try to be good all the time. Always love other people, just like Jesus Christ loved you. He loves us so much that He took our blame, and He died instead of us. Do you remember that in the old times, people used to kill an animal and burn it to give it to God, and the good smell made Him happy? Well, just like those animals, Jesus died. This was like Jesus gave Himself to God, and it made God happy. So, just like Jesus loved you and died for you, you have to love other people too. So, don't sleep with somebody that is not your own wife or husband, as if you are married to them. And don't be greedy, wanting lots of money and things. You are God's own people, so don't even think about doing bad things like that. That's not the way for God's people to live. And don't talk in a dirty way or tell dirty jokes like fools do. It's not right for God's people to talk like that. Instead, when you talk, you have to thank God a lot. Listen, this is true. If you do those bad and dirty things, you will never get the good things that God gives to His family, the people that are joined to Jesus Christ. It's like this. You can't be one of God's mob if you think in a dirty way, or if you sleep with somebody that is not your wife or husband, as if you are married to them. Or if you are greedy, wanting lots of money and things. Greedy people really respect money and things more than they respect God. Don't believe anyone that says you can do those bad things. Don't let them trick you. Don't believe their lies. God will get really angry with people that do those bad things. And He will punish those people that will not listen to Him or do what He says. So don't join in with people that tell you to do bad things, and don't do what they do. You see, you used to be like that before. You didn't know what was right, like you were in the darkness. But then you came to our leader, Jesus, and now you are in the light. So live like people that belong to the light. You know, if people have God's light in them, they live in a way that is true, right, and good. So try to find out what God says is right, and do that. People that belong to the darkness do wrong things. Don't ever join in with them. Don't do those things that are wrong and useless, but instead say that those people are wrong. Those people do bad things when nobody can see them. Those things are so bad that if we talk about them, we feel ashamed. But whenever light shines on something, everyone can see it. The light shows us what something really is. So some people say this: stop doing bad things. It's like you are asleep. Wake up. It's like you are dead. Come alive again. Jesus will show you the right way to live. It's like He will shine light on you. So you have to be very careful to live the right way. You have to understand what is right and good. Don't live like stupid people. lots of people do lots of bad things these days. So take every chance you get to do good things. Don't be fools, but instead, understand what God wants. Don't get drunk. If you drink too much grog, you will go wild and stupid. Don't do that, but instead, let the Holy Spirit keep on filling you up. Use God's songs to talk to each other. You know, you can sing hymns and songs that the Holy Spirit gives you. Sing and make music to God from inside yourselves. Remember our leader, Jesus Christ, and always thank God our Father for everything.
Respect each other properly. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21.
You know that you have to respect Jesus Christ and agree with what he wants. Well, just like that, each of you has to agree with what other Christians want.
Wives.
You ladies that are wives, you have to agree with what your husbands want. Just like you agree with what our leader, Jesus, wants. You see, it is like this. Each body has a head that controls it. Well, we are God's people, his church, and we are like a body, and Jesus is like our head. He is the one that saved us. In the same way, husbands are like the head of their wives. And just like we, God's people in the church, we always have to agree with what Jesus Christ wants. So wives always have to agree with what their husbands want.
Husbands.
Now, I am talking to you men that are husbands. You have to always love your wives properly, just like Jesus Christ loved the people in his church properly. Jesus let people kill him so that he could save us, his church. He washed his church with water and with his word to properly clean us. So now we can be properly good with nothing wrong with us at all. We can be like a beautiful bride that he brings to himself. A bride that has no spots or wrinkles anywhere. Well, husbands have to love their wives properly, just like Jesus loves us. You know that everyone loves his own body and looks after it properly. Well, in the same way, husbands have to love their wives and look after them just as much as they love their own bodies. A man that loves his wife loves himself. No man ever hates his own body. No. Instead, he feeds it and takes care of it. Jesus Christ does that too. He takes care of his people, the church. We all belong to Jesus like we are parts of his own body. God says this in his book. This is why a man will now leave his mother and father and marry a woman. The man and his wife will join with each other and their bodies will be like one body. These words tell us important things that are hard to understand. I reckon they show us a picture of the way Jesus Christ and his church are joined together like one. So I say this to you, married people. Every one of your husbands has to love your own wife as much as you love yourself. And every wife has to respect her husband.